What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 27th of October. Hope you're well. We're nearly there. Halloween, that is. Have you got your pumpkins? Have you got your scary costume? Have you got your scary kids to go out and earn you some money? To go out banging on the neighbour's door, giving them the trick or treats? Obviously, they want the treats, but they've got to be a bit strong-arming the neighbours. They've got to get heavy on them. You know what I mean? Like, sort of make it clear that the trick is going to be a lot worse than them giving you a treat. So if I was you, give me the money and we won't smash your windows. That was the kind of thing that we did round the council estates of Birmingham. Some people did, not we. Did I say we? Anyway, hopefully you've had a good day and not as wet as it has been in where I am. Saying that, if you're in England, it will, because it's been fucking wet all over the place. It's pissing down, and the forecast is tomorrow rain, next day rain. We've had about 5 days straight. It's good. It means that we can hide out, we can be miserable, no problem. We can be miserable, and nobody can question that, because they're like, yeah, I can see why they're miserable, because this fucking weather's terrible, so it hides our miserableness. I said it before, you try and be miserable when you're out on a fucking sunny holiday, people just think, what is your problem? There's fucking something wrong with you. You're never happy. But when you're in a miserable weather and a miserable place, you can get away with like going, oh God, it's shit, ain't it, the weather? It's really miserable. And just moan. You don't get away with it in the nice weather. That's why the Australians don't dig us whinging poms, they call us. Anyway, Joe Biden is speaking of, well, I'm not speaking of anything. Joe Biden, I don't know why I was going to disconnect that to the whinging poms, but Joe Biden has forgot Donald Trump's name. So he just sounds like an old dodderer. He's like calling him George Bush. We can't handle another 4 more years of George, he said. And then he was like trying to grasp for his name, trying to think, well, because the cogs in his brain were slowing down and trying to get into gear. And his wife had to go Donald or Trump. But Trump's picked up on that. So there's something fucking not right with that Joe Biden. He's slurring his words and everything. He's fucking, is he high or what? So, I don't know, best of both. Who's the best of a fucking bad bunch out of them two? You need a fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger to step up. Can't you just throw him in the mix in the middle of, I'll tell you what, Kanye West probably fucking do all right as well in the middle now. It was a joke to start with. But anyway, you got crazy on the Donald Trump side and you got crazy on the Joe Biden side. So, and also there's a bit of criminality on both sides as well, and a bit of, what's it called, anybody, all them fuckers are corrupt as fuck. So anyway, good luck with that. We all are, even our politicians are all corrupt. We've got politicians who are voting against kids having school dinners. Kids have been told they can't. They had school dinners in the summer holidays, and now it's holidays now, and they've voted, all the MPs, a lot of MPs, not all, voted against kids being given free school meals. So the public have all had to fucking come out. Oh, the public don't, have all came out, even though the public are all skint, and they're giving kids school meals, and it's going all across the newspapers. So it's making the government look like a right bunch of fucking Oliver Twists. But anyway, they... And then it turns out the politicians are getting, English politicians are getting paid £25 a day expenses for food. Fucking irony, they're getting paid £25 a day. They get paid fucking about 90 grand a year anyway, and they get paid £25 a day for food, which they probably buy one sandwich and pocket the rest. And then there's kids who can't be given a pound for a free school meal. Oh, I'll tell you what, what a world, what an inclusive world we live in. We're all in this together. That's what they said, isn't it? We're all in this together. Not fucking really. I don't think... What about them politicians? So they're just going to tell you what? I only have a fucking pret-a-manger for lunch. You can have the other 23 quid towards your school meals. No, none of them did that. Because they won't do that. Because they're fucking... They're like, more. Give me more. Don't give the fucking poor kids more. I think everybody should get free meals regardless. It's all kids. No, forget fucking poor kids, rich kids. Kids at school should be given free meals. There you go. I got free meals. Some people had to pay, but I was on the freebies. And it was good. But what was it? One politician said that he was... Some some parents like to pay for their kids' meals. They don't want to be given free meals. They find it degrading. No, we want free meals because then your parents can buy more fags and booze. So why do they want to pay for free meal, pay for your meals? Of course they don't. I mean, everybody should get it free. So we've got all got money, more money to spend. If you've got more money to spend, there's more money on the economy, isn't there? Come on, get with it. Some people, I'll tell you what, I need to fucking start running. I'll run for being a politician. I'll do a Jeremy Corbyn all the way up the ranks, out of the blue, without fucking nobody noticing. And all of a sudden, I'm the lead man. And all because of this podcast, but all because of you, anybody that's listening out there, it all because of you and your support and you sending me all your donations that you don't send me. I know, I've noticed nobody sends me anything. I don't ask for anything, that's why. I do this for the love. I surely don't do it for any money. Anyway, what was it? Dallas. Dallas, Americans, remember Dallas? Some people weren't of a certain age. But Dallas, the TV show, that is, did more to end the Cold War than anything else. The Cold War between America and Russia, Dallas did more to end it than anything else because Gorbachev liked watching it. Oh, and the Russians. Everybody started watching Dallas and everyone was going, oh, we're getting on with the Americans now. We like JR. We like, who's the other bad guy? Oh, I forget his fucking name now. JR was the main man though, wasn't it? JR and his brother who died and come back about 10 years later in the shower. That was fucking freaky. I can't remember how he died now, but he just popped up in the shower one day. That totally wrote something that's never, ever, ever been done before and never, ever, ever been done again. Wrote a character back in that has quite clearly died. Anyway, well, some people have done it, and they've done it in the soaps and everything, I guess, but not as blatant as that. Anyway, he liked it, and it was shit. There you go. So the Russians obviously a bit behind on the taste. Or is this, are they getting into it now? Are they a bit about 10 years behind? Come on, Russia, keep up. I wonder if anybody, I have not watched any Russia programmes yet. I've watched a couple of Russian films, I tell a lie, and they've been good. Good were independent films, but I've not seen, you know, you see all these Finnish programmes and Danish, we're into all the Danish noir TV, thrillers and stuff, aren't we, at the moment. I haven't seen any Russian ones, but I'd like to see more Russian TV. See, they're on the Korean, they do some good films. Some people just don't like the subtitles though, but I don't mind it. I tune in the end. I tune off in the end. I end up starting to think I can talk Korean. it starts getting in your head. But if you've been around Korea, if you watch enough of the films, you'll start like pretending, thinking that you, or actually being able to understand what they're saying. That'd be good, wouldn't it? I'd like to do that in Japan. They're getting a thing now where you can put it in your ear anyway and walk around and you can hear when somebody talks, it translates it for you in your ear. Fucking perfect. I don't know how you're going to respond back, but you still have to respond back in your ridiculous way, trying to talk as a foreigner to a local, trying to be over elaborate on your explanations and everything. They don't understand the fucking word you're saying. Anyway, where are we going? Stevie Nicks talks to Prince and Tom Petty from behind the grave for advice. So she's She's definitely having fun inside her head because, you know, clearly they're not speaking to her back, but she believes they are, and it helps her get up on the stage, apparently. It's giving her good, strong support because she thinks the Prince thing started a long time ago, because sometimes, even before Prince died, I would say that. What does that mean? Oh, she would ask for her help. She would ask for his help. So he's giving her help from beyond the grave, even though he's not. He's not, but even though she believes he is, it is help in the end of the day. Because it's psychological, isn't it? Anyway, I've got Dave the Ghost here anyway. I've got Dave to help me. Dave the Ghost. It's not quite as good. Sorry, Dave, you're not quite up to the standards as Prince the Ghost. Or Tom Petty the Ghost. I wonder if he's singing to them. Singing. You can have a little private concert, couldn't you? I tell you what, that's the heaven, the part of heaven I want to go to. Wherever they are, David Bowie, Prince, Lemmy, John Lennon, wherever the fucking the greats are, that's the part of heaven I want to go to. I don't want to go to that fucking boring place where everyone's dressed in white and going to church and, you know, and going, oh, this is amazing. Let's all worship the Lord, you know, the creator and all that. No, I want to go where the party is, where the music's still playing. We need a third place. I don't really necessarily want to be in hell. I've watched too many horror films and hell don't look too fucking funky. That definitely ain't where the musicians are. I want to go. There needs a middle ground. I think I've said before, we need a middle one. Where anybody that's fucking got any cultural history or cultural interest can go there. I don't want to go where all the Mormons are and all the... Now, if you're a Mormon listening, you're all right, really. I'm just not into it. I'm not into them crazy clothes, the crazy, like, no-colour clothes and the funny hair and the funny hats and farming all the time. Not into it. Anyway, last one. What time is it? It's going to be short and sweet, as usual. We're keeping them... a typical Brit spends 4,860 days watching TV and only 56 days bunking. You got your priorities wrong. You need to be bunking while you're watching the TV. And then you can double up. Well, saying that, you're gonna miss a bit, aren't you? You're gonna miss the important bits, and then you're gonna get pissed off with the person who's doing something at the same time and made you miss what you was. And you have to keep rewinding. No, that ain't gonna work. Maybe you have to have porn on in the background or something while you're having sex. That's all right. Although then you're gonna piss the other person off then, because they're not gonna be happy that you're interested in the TV when you should be interested in them. You can't win. But anyway, 56 days versus 4,860 days. Probably right saying that. But what are you meant to do? Fucking walk around the streets? We're in England. I just told you it's raining 7 days straight. What else are you meant to fucking do? Some of you go like, oh, you watch too much TV. What are you going to do? Watch play fucking jigsaws? Read a book? Yeah, okay, we can read. That's all right. But jigsaws? No. House cleaning? No. When you've done the cleaning, what else are you going to do? And... regardless, the TV, you can get a lot of information. You can learn a lot from the TV. So I'm a bit of a consumer, but I'm a consumer of good things. Don't put me on the soaps. Documentaries, yeah. Joe Biden fucking his words up, yeah. Donald Trump fucking his words up, yeah. In fact, that programme, is it on again tonight? Donald Trump, the Trump show, and it's all showing bits of Trump from the last election. Or when he last was in power and all people are coming out dishing the dirt on him. It's quite funny. That's one to watch. Anyway, it'd be fun to see when the elections come round. It's all a bit of a TV show in itself. Anyway, I'm going to see you. I'm going to do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.